guys, and welcome back to part two of our sit down with Damian Miller, local app and web developer of Pure Genius Inc. And we're continuing our conversation about e-commerce and the future of business in Jamaica. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to part two. And now the show.
Why? Why it is so difficult to set up these kind of platforms here? And I'm going, if we don't get our act together, we are so going to be left behind in the tech space and in the digital space. We're already being left behind.
In our sphere of the world, most of my colleagues and even persons who come across who have similar interests, even in different areas, we all come to the conclusion that Jamaica is around 15 to 20 years
behind. Oh wow.
Because remember, you know, Jamaica still has very low credit card penetration online,
and the world
is moving towards cryptocurrency, which is another evolution of the whole payment process. Right, though it may take some time to really catch on the way how it should, because there has to be trust, there has to be regulation, there's an whole gamut of stuff that needs to be
regulated right now,
right? But
which is what is causing the instability of it.
And for anything, whenever you're doing trial and error, there's always instability.
There's a teething period.
But the day they get it right,
but it's not going away though. It's not going anywhere.
No, I suspect that it will.
It's not going anywhere.
No, I see where it's going.
It's not going to die.
Yeah,
it's not going anywhere.
It's the future. One way or the other. You have to wake up and realize it's the future. You see, what I found, and a lot of entrepreneurs face this main problem. If you have great ideas, sometimes, truth be told, they don't know if it's scalable. That's just the truth. So you have to give shout out now for the effort for like what DBJ is doing with the Ignite Grant.
DBJ is really leading the charge in innovation.
We have to shout out to Miss Sandra Glasgow, Biz Tactics, because you got to a facilitation.
Like that's First Angels, Glasgow?
First Angels, yes.
First Angels
they are one of the first
venture capital investors.
Right. Mm-hmm. They are one of the first to say, all right, let us pool together. Mm-hmm. They're not taking money from no bank or anything. These are group of investors using their own money, coming together to say, all right, if you have
something... Like a shark tank.
Right. But they prepare you. You have to go through a workshop.
You have to go through a pitch process.
Right,
because I remember I was working for Sisters Inc. And I was working particularly with Opal Levy. Opal Levy, she is kind of an expert in that particular area. And she worked with the angel investors, readying persons for pitching. And in fact, she has a pitch boot camp that she runs every November for like an entire week, where it's a pitch session. So for the entire week, you have business people who come in and teach you about how to pitch to business people, how you approach it, the things that you must have, what they're going to ask you for, what you need to be able to tell them to convince them that you know what the hell it is that you're talking about, pretty much. And then at the end of it, there's a pitch competition, and then DBJ sponsored it last year.
Okay.
Yeah, because as I said, DBJ has really been pushing
anybody that
in the tech space and the digital space, the creative market. DBJ has been pushing that.
They sponsored
last year, and the top three pitchers last year from the competition got an accumulated $1 million from the DBJ to invest in their project. I think one was a solar company, one was I think it's called Lazy Pen. They're like a digital branding agency. I think they run the whole gamut of the whole branding. And there's another guy, and I completely forgot what he does, but those are the top three persons that got the monies from DBJ. I think Opal has worked with Glasgow, Miss Glasgow. as well. So if you want to learn how to pitch your ideas, and a lot of people don't even know what pitching is.
No, but even before they do pitching, they have to understand the whole construct first. That's
your
why
pitch deck,
how to prepare a business plan and pitch deck.
Business plans are so important.
Yeah, that's important. Before you even can get to the stage of getting funded, you have to have knowledge of how to put all the different elements together.
And that's what the Branson
Center does. Right. You have
that's
JB,
what you learned at Branson Center.
Right. And JBDC. There's another big entity pushing that effort.
And you have CCIC, the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center. CCIC is just up the road. We're at UTEC. I think CCIC is at Hope Gardens or near Hope Gardens. And they're really interested in green entrepreneurs or ecopreneurs who their whole business model is about is innovations that are profitable but environmentally friendly.
Well, who puts the seed money? JPS?
No, I don't think so. I think CCIC puts the seed money and they do work with different. I think they're a part of a larger regional organization. I think they're part of OES, I'm not sure, but I do think they're a part of OES, and they do collaborate. I know they're part of WINC, which I think is Women Entrepreneurs Network or something like that. There's a conglomerate. Mm-hmm. Is it conglomerate right now?
A group of entities. Like
Grayscale. Yeah, right. A group of entities that come together to do this. And I think they do get funding, but it's not from a dedicated source necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are some of the entities that you can definitely...
Yeah, if you're seeking...
For resource
Most persons don't. Most persons don't. You listen to a lot of Les Brown. They listen to a lot of Ecor Tolle. You know, motivational stuff, but most people don't act.
Yeah.
So you're all hyped up. Everything, you're...
You have a in
great
head, idea.
In your head.
Yeah.
But then you're scared to take the next step.
And to reach out and ask for help.
I mean, sometimes it just works.
And that's why you're here. And that's why we're doing this interview, because we want to be able to assist you. We want to be able to tell you or advise you on some of the places you can go, some of the people you can talk to and reach out to.
Reach out to, yeah.
Right, that can help you, that knows what they're talking about. And don't listen to Donald Trump. Don't be afraid of expert advice, okay?
We're not going to build a wall.
We're not building a wall. Experts are experts because they know what they're talking about, because they're studied in it and they're experienced in it. So don't be afraid of expert advice and listen to what there's. Listen to people like Damien, who has already is still in the learning process. Still in the learning process, but you've come a very long way from Pure Genius, because I remember Pure Genius.
Yeah, Pure Genius was apparently the name, and I didn't come up with it. It's another friend of mine, he's a lawyer, who came up with it.
Right.
Basically just said some of the stuff that we tried, because I remember we tried it. All right, in entrepreneurship, just be prepared for a lot of
name changes,
no trial and error,
brand changes.
Yeah, you see what happened is this, you know, we did a book project where we had this crazy idea that the textbooks were ridiculously expensive,
right?
And when you think about those persons who didn't earn a certain income, we created literally a prototype where you could go on, and just like how you spend digital credit, you top up your account and then you'd read the books and you only use just pay for what you use, so to speak. So it's like a pay to use. It's like a pay-per-view, pay-per-use.
Right.
I think we invented that. But we were privileged to meet, thanks to Sharonita, we met the VP at Pearson, we presented to Maga Hill, all of those, a lot of reps.
And these are who?
These are the reps that, and Matt Millan, these are the reps that, from the different entities that print our books from the Caribbean region.
Okay.
So once they bought in, and I have to big up Brian's bookstore as well, because he was one of the persons.
Brian's here at UTEC?
Yeah,
okay.
He was one of the ones, and Miss Denny's good for the introduction.
Right.
Mr. Brian though was instrumental in bringing all of these persons together.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that they liked the concept. Mm-hmm. When the presentation was done, thinking that where's the next step? Only to see a few months later, Pearson was approached by Apple, and Pearson said, no, you can't get our books for the iPad, because Steve Jobs was saying that the iPad did tremendously well in the last quarter. Mm-hmm. Like they said, they sold over 40 million units.
Right.
So Steve was like, put your books here.
Mm-hmm.
Pearson said, oh, no, that's okay. By the January, Apple had a developer conference like they normally do.
Right.
And said, today, we introduce iBooks Author. For all of you novice people who don't have time or got rejected for writing a novel or a textbook, blah, blah, blah. And the rest was history. By the following week, Pearson returned to Apple and said, let's talk.
Oh.
Because now, the books that were being developed on the iBooks, via the iBooks platform, could do all sorts of interactive stuff that the regular textbook didn't
do.
So they were going to eat into that market, and Apple already had a user base.
Mm-hmm.
So
a huge user.
So without detracting, but we have had experiences where you try and you fail. It doesn't mean say, yo, at the end of the road.
Failure. Hmm? Failure is a necessary part of building thick skin as an entrepreneur. It is demotivating as all hell.
Well, how we see failure?
It is depressing. However, it's not the failure, but it's what you learn from the failure. And sometimes you're going to fail several times for you to learn that one lesson, because you think you learned the lesson the first time, but you didn't. And then failure go, all right, watch, we're going to test your physique. And then you fail again.
How do you feel? Is that
it's a bad thing?
No, I view it as this: if you try at something and you fail, you use it as a block to stand on.
Right.
So every time you try and you fail,
you're building blocks.
You're building up,
right,
to rise you up.
Right.
So that's how we view a failure.
Right.
But you're going to come across a whole lot of obstacles. Is that your jump?
Mm-hmm.
Are you allow them to hit you?
Right. And you're going to come across a lot of local people who don't care for you and don't care
right.
for what you're doing
it,
and
are yeah.
really not into that, not that into tech, and is antiquated and still feel like you must go open a shop.
And yeah, to have something
to for them to think that you are a serious business person. I'm not going to talk to you unless you have a storefront.
Well, that's true. You have to have something physical, and
yeah.
people still nowadays. Mm. I remember having a Zoom or a Skype meeting, and you can have your shirts on underneath or your boxers, and you have a tie on and a jacket up here, and that's your
meeting.
That's your meeting. When you're finished,
you have apps like GoToMeeting,
and all of that.
Even Skype.
Yeah, that's like Skype.
Mm.
And you have several stuff now. I think the industry and the industry leaders, there are several groups popping up, thankfully, that people like us who would love to see a change.
Right.
Well, I would just love
to,
I would just love the people who have the resources to look
and
out
the ability
more, and the ability to do something.
Because of the platform that they have.
Right. Put a team together. I mean, if you have
government.
The resources. No, government.
I know, I still think no. I understand how you feel about government.
That's a story, you know.
It can be a dead end. However, I do feel, and what I've learned too is that is when it comes to business, the business class in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they dictate the play. Most of the time they dictate the play. However, if you have government backing mm-hmm. on certain things,
yeah,
and it depends on the agenda that the government is pushing. When Robinson was pushing the whole coding, and you had the Kingston week
code week
and stuff. That was everybody was putting their resources
into it.
So sometimes, and you have this government now who's pushing the whole BPO thing, and I'm taking it to a whole another level and stuff. So when you have government pushing a particular agenda or in that particular initiative, you will have the business community who may not have any choice but to come around and come on board. And sometimes it takes small entrepreneurs like us to say, like, listen, this is what
But guess what the danger, what businesses we're running to?
Mm-hmm.
You see, whether they take advice from us mm-hmm. being locals
mm-hmm.
or they take advice from
foreign people, because you know some of us foreign minded.
No, the foreign
people. High yellow.
No,
if you're not high yellow, they won't listen to you.
No, the
truth. You have an accent.
The truth, and the fact of the matter is that the internet has leveled the playing field.
Oh, and that's why I love the digital platform.
Being digital means a man can become wealthy without your backing, without your
and
money.
Can compete with
and
a grayscale
can compete
indeed.
With yeah
and
overnight
can compete with a digital
overnight
like that.
So these companies that lend money or invest money, I realize that it's easier for you to walk in and say, give me some money. No, I want a money to build an apartment complex. That's what they, because it's something tangible that they can measure. And they hear the word analytics, but it's only applicable via a spreadsheet.
And what I find interesting is that with these financial institutions is that they're very risk averse for people who take my money and give it to other people.
Other people, right?
They're very risk averse, which is very interesting. But
plain exit.
Bottom line is really what they're interested in. They're not really interested in innovation, and that's a shame. Because a lot of entrepreneurs, and this is the thing, and this is what I want our entrepreneurs to understand. Don't think traditional. Don't think traditional lending agency. Don't think traditional lending agency. Sometimes you have GoFundMe, you have crowdfunding platforms now that are hugely successful for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I know JMB, is it Jane, was trying to do something like that.
But execution was wrong.
Oh Lord.
Great idea.
Great idea. That,
so thumbs up for the idea.
Yes,
Jane,
but I don't, and the heart wasn't there. I didn't feel like they were really.
No, you see, there's a formula.
I think
that,
it was a kind of like a China thing.
No, but hold up. They said the problem is that people don't realize the formula that these successful overseas companies use. There's a blueprint, you know, in terms of how they disseminate information. There's a format in terms of how they get their message across to the different types of people, the different demographics. And basically, I don't know, apparently these people here don't take a page out of their book.
I think it's because the interest isn't there.
Really?
I don't think the interest is there.
I don't think it's not the interest. You know what I think? It's the understanding.
And that's why the interest isn't there, because they don't understand.
So but why would they pick up something that you don't understand?
Is it just
to make news?
No, but the thing is, and I get this a lot with people, social media. I do social media management. That's a part of what I do.
Isn't that the same as branding?
It is branding. But outside of the branding bit, because there are different components to it, outside of the branding bit, which is where you do your strategic planning and your execution and your campaigns and stuff, I manage platforms by to create the content and upload it and manage it.
Okay.
And what I get a lot of times when I'm going to sit down to talk to small business people, sometimes, is you get this kind of pushback. Small businesses that are run by older persons.
Okay.
I want to clarify. And I get it all the time from established business people, but I'm finding it more and more from smaller business people who are businesses that are run by older people. Social media is for young people. That's the thing. There's this frivolity that they think surrounds social media. Oh, it's just for selfies and taking picture of your food and posting.
No,
but my retort is, so? Exactly. These are the people you want buying your shit. People that want snap pictures. Come to your restaurant, say they come to your liquor restaurant, and the food is popping, and they have a plate of food in front of them, and they snap a picture, and put the food and post it. You know what eyes going to be under to say, I had the best curry goat from Miss Matty Shop.
No, you see, you young people, are you trying to say I'm not to use the cleaner on the TV?
Yes.
Place my ads.
The kind of expense.
I've been in business 27 years. I've been in business.
Oh my God, you sound like a client that I've met recently.
I've been in business.
The man told me that because he was
earth.
On the corner and he was in a prime location, he don't need social media. So I was like, okay, so you already have your established customer base of all people who are going to die. And that sounds terrible, and I'm sorry, but they're going to die.
That's
harsh. Coca-Cola is on social media. Nike is on social media. Apple
is social media.
But there you go. Google is social media. Why do you think that these 100-year-old companies, not Google, I'm talking about like Pepsi, and why do you think these 100-year-old companies are flocking to social media? Because they understand that new customers come on the market every single day. Young people, Gen Z, millennials.
Customer acquisition.
Exactly. You have to continuously, over and over again, attract new customers. You can't just settle with the old customer base. You have high people leaving high school. You have people leaving university that are going to be going into the labor market, that are going to be earning and cannot spending. You need to say, come to me. I have what you want. Come and buy. Mm-hmm. And that's what social media is. But social media is that without going, buy.
Like tomorrow morning, I can put an ad in the newspaper.
And who's going to read it?
My people. My people will read the ad and they'll come to my restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Stick to your gleaner and put it on social media for free.
I don't understand what
and
social media.
Double the intake of people that come to you.
I don't understand this social
media. That's why I'm here to explain to you how social media can help your business.
My daughter take pictures on them foolishness.
And that's exactly how they sound.
Yeah, them
no kidding, them, that's exactly how they sound. Haven't you gotten that?
Yeah, I've had that experience.
That's exactly how they sound.
That's why I'm able to start getting to character.
That's exactly how they sound. I don't think there's
I think that's
across the board. And even with young people. I wrote an article recently called 10 really awesome, really great, super duper awesome reasons. That's not in it, but I think they're super duper awesome. Why your teenagers should be on social media.
Really? Yes. They have homework.
Yes. Which is why they need to be on social media.
Collaborative
learning is one of the best ways for your child to learn.
No, imagine not while she's looking at this cute guy from JC.
Yeah, and you think that your child is stupid and all they're going to be doing on social media is looking at cute people from JC. But then you're the parent and that's where parental guidance comes in. If your child learns how to use digital platforms responsibly, they can leverage that digital platform before they even leave high school. They can be making money. You have high school leavers leaving high school, no prospects whatsoever. Mm-hmm. University young people leaving university, no prospects whatever. You have a 10-year-old from Michigan or wherever who is on killing Instagram, making a killing selling bow ties on Instagram. 10 years old.
That's a different era.
No, I'm talking about in 2018.
How can you help my restaurant?
Help your restaurant do what?
We want.
It's not a matter that you're thinking about it the wrong way. It's not a matter of.
I don't see how social.
As you
so
were talking.
What them
about,
going to do? You put it on social media and then call my restaurant.
Pretty much yes, but that's not it. You're branding yourself on social media.
No, you lost me right there, such a young lady. You lost me right there. So what kind of branding you talk about? We have that logo there from my grandfather. From my grandfather.
Let me not even get into somebody's old ass antiquated logos that don't mean nothing.
We are talking about branding.
It'll
do well. We have a little receipt book. We'll write up and give a customer. We have an accountant to come in every day and it has been working fine. We don't see what's wrong. We don't come tell me about software and digital. The only thing digital I have in my house at 1 o'clock.
And the TV.
No, at the long time TV we have seen there.
The big back TV.
We don't know them smart TV.
This what you're hearing now is what I get and what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They don't see the need to change.
They don't have foresight.
And then it's all about aspects like we call emotional intelligence. Where if people don't see a need for them to adapt to scenario, circumstances, whatever, they won't change. If it's not broken,
it is broken. They just don't care to fix it. Case in point, the banks. And I keep going back to the banks.
Why?
I am on the warpath with the banks.
Why?
Because they have so much power and they can move.
The Views
so
Express
much.
Are solely those of her.
Am I lying though?
The Views Express. Are solely.
I think a lot of the problems that the entrepreneurs have
but
with financial institutions
is
not even that they don't have foresight and they're not innovative, is that they don't care enough to do anything. They don't care about your time. They don't care about
without calling any names though. There's a bank that made the effort to create some nice machines that talk to you. And you keep saying, use the machine. use the machine and you still go in the line and stand up. So in a sense, we still have to start to blame uno young people. Uno was supposed to be on
the machine,
social
the
media.
The machines that don't work half the time? Those machines. Okay, alright.
And then we have technology. Okay.
But they don't invest in the technology. They might invest in it part way, but then they buy the entire thing. Well, we'll fix the bugs in the systems every minute it brought down, so you still have to
on your phone, you know. We have
let me pick up NCD. Because NCD mobile app shot.
It shot.
It limited. I mean, come on, NCD. Seriously? It limited. You can only transfer money and check your balance. But I mean, done fast. This is not an endorsement for NCB, they're not sponsoring, but it's shot. And because it's a part of.
What?
You don't know that you used to turn off your phone and you
never
did an interview?
Daniel.
So? Yeah, so.
This is not an endorsement for NCB.
No, it's not an endorsement for NCB, but I want to go into. I want you to give us some advice. What? First of all, I want you to tell us, what would you say to young people who are wanting to not necessarily go work for somebody, but who wants to do something that is viable, that is sustainable, that is scalable, as you said, and we know that the tech and the digital world is that's where you need to be looking. And you can still maintain some of your traditional professions. Even some of these traditional professions are going tech and going digital. What is some of the advice? What is your advice to young people then who wants to find something that they can do where they can earn what I call independently generated income? Then maybe not necessarily as entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Maybe as a side hustle or whatever. Which areas would you advise them to go in? What would you advise them to look into?
True. First, ask them to look into themselves. Before even telling yourself, go and do this or go and do that in the digital space. You see, everything that you'd like to achieve requires some form of effort. Even if you're eating, to lift up the fork, or if you're a drink, it requires some form of effort. It requires time. It requires dedication.
Right.
A lot of people want to start something just based on the spur of a moment.
Right.
And they would have that exuberance, enthusiasm, everything right then and there. However, one of the key things what separates the go-getters from the people who just speak and don't do anything, the crowd where you have. You need motivation. And you can't always motivate yourself, but only so much. So first you have to get a group of people. Team of people, whether it be 2, 3, 4, however. That's key. There's nothing we can really kick off and go, because you alone can't do everything. Most entrepreneurs, myself included, always thought that you wanted to manage every aspect. You have to be willing to know what you're willing to give up. Because you have to share. Sharing is the key part, because a car doesn't move on its own. Same way, you need the wheels, you need different components, and the engine, other stuff. So collectively, in order to move, you need different components.
Right.
So different people, whether it's human resource, whether it's capital as in money, whatever it is, you have to now sit down and figure out, yeah, I have this idea. What are the components I need to move forward?
Right. So you start with
self-analysis
from in high school, coming up. Surround yourself with a group of, build a support system.
You have to have a support
system. Even if they don't know what it is, they're not versed in what it is that you want to do, the support alone is sufficient.
Then they should get out of the mindset that they have to own everything.
Own it, right.
Because truth be told, as I said, myself included, before we understood certain stuff, the whole nucleus of this was that we had to control
all aspects
of
everything.
Own everything we want 100%, without realizing that if you probably sell out 80% of your business, you can have $20 million that you didn't have 5 minutes ago.
Right.
You know,
and can get
into other stuff. However, my perspective on it is this. you can always try and develop five ideas.
Develop five ideas, right?
No. In order to raise capital, you can create five, keep the best two for yourself, and you can always sell out the other three. Mm-hmm.
So sell your ideas then?
Mm-hmm. There are probably people who are out there who are far more resourceful, they have all of the resources. Mm-hmm. It would work well in their favor. So like going back to that mm-hmm. example with the guy with the restaurant mm-hmm. that we mimic, probably you can say to him, hey, I know that you're more traditional, mm-hmm. but this software that we have would allow people who are in the offices who know about your restaurant but you're too far away. Mm-hmm. We heard about your food, we have tasted your food, whatever the experience is. This app or this software allows me now to order the food on the go. Mm-hmm. So I can order, get the request in your store, you prepare these meals. And then now it creates jobs because what? There's a beer and all.
Right, you have to have somebody to receive the
somebody
information. So,
right then and there.
And it also frees up space in your restaurant.
It frees up space
in your restaurant for people who want to actually come in and sit down and have a dining experience.
Yes. So, as you said earlier, and as we mentioned earlier, is that it has to solve a problem.
That's the why.
Mm-hmm. So, we try now, whenever you're solving the problem, we look at the entire logistics mm. of it. So after answering the why, mm. so let's say for instance now, if that restaurant now going to buy the software, mm. you give them all rights, you have some money in hand. What you're going to also help them to do building the value mm. and raising the value of the brand on a whole. Mm. Part of the logistics now, probably now you can, as I said, create a company now that does the
maintenance.
Not just the maintenance of the software. Mm. Speaking about the delivery.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
The delivery of the
so these are value added.
Value added. Right. Now there's also somebody now because you already had somebody probably who answers the phone directly, mm. physically. Mm. Now that you have a software that people can place orders through, you now have another job set now where somebody takes orders online and there's a customer service element mm. telling people about what's on special, sharing people's mm. experience, people having their experiences shared, mm. stuff like that now. And there's a host of other stuff. Let's say for instance, probably you have somebody who goes now mm. and buys the ingredients, somebody who go market based on recommendations of people here, so they want to say. Mm. Now probably there's somebody now who can say, all right, tell you what, we are going to give our customers now an outside the store experience. So probably we will partner with
a farm to table. You have a lot of farm to table companies popping right. up on social media. Local farm to tables company.
Yeah, so going on like a Le Shushan.
Yeah, right.
And probably the restaurant have the branding behind me, created by Kedia. And we'll show you a quick meal mm. where you can whip up just before bed mm. or like you're on the go going to work. This is how we can prep together. Mm. So there's a whole heap of stuff. So we always look at the entire logistics to see if you're mm. leaving money on the
table. And don't be afraid to collaborate with other service providers.
No, Jamaican people don't like...
We don't like collaborating. We don't like collaborating, but collaborating is very important. Because as Damon said, you can't do everything and you can't provide
every single
aspect of it. And you can collaborate with other people to add value to your brand. Mm. You can collaborate with other brands who can provide different aspects of the one service. You can offer that service, you know, but you're collaborating with other brands to get that full package for you.
Right.
Because it's really about what's in the best interest of their target audience, your client base. Right, not, and it's the pride thing.
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
You have to reach out to people and go listen, and sometimes you have to be willing to share your idea. And you know, you have people there with teeth, people
skeptical.
Ideas.
And yeah, you have
but
some.
But you have to be very tactical in who you go about.
Well, there are lawyers. No, there are lawyers, IP lawyers,
right.
who are available.
Right.
One person I know. Via Brandsnack as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. There's this young lady, Joan Webley.
Oh, right.
She does IP law.
Oh, right.
Should be a good starting point. People could contact her to seek advice. Most persons don't know about, again, the logistics of getting a company registered, why it's important. Because what happens, sometimes the words that we use go over their heads. And most people don't understand the risks.
Right.
other aspect of it is that the climate for entrepreneurship, it's still not the best in terms of how it could be.
Right.
For example, the amount of how the banks charge and taxation, heavy burden taxation. And not everybody can afford to be even considered to go on the junior market.
To go even register them company, we mean go junior market. Some of them can't afford to register them company at the company's office.
You have a point.
Much less junior market. You're not even reach junior market yet. And the some people can't even afford to get a business plan, a decent business
that's
plan
the other
put
thing
together.
Too. That's the other
which
thing.
Is why DBJ is so important, because DBJ, technical voucher thing, you can go on them once you're qualified. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any upfront money.
No.
Once you're qualified, they get money to help towards specialist services like the business plan.
And
they have a whole list of people on their website that it, because Sisters Inc. does it mm-hmm. as well.
If you need a business plan, you just
right. Going. Once you get the technical, the DBJ technical voucher assistance,
mm-hmm. They'll pay for the
right,
person to do
right. That voucher can help you get technical services, especially specialist services. So product development, business plans, marketing and promotional plans and stuff. And there are several entities that you can go through. That does it. Yeah. So as I'm saying, DBJs has really been
we have to give them props.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
But in closing out, we would love to just to see much more people in the digital space embracing, mm-hmm. embracing change. Change is going to come, regardless whether or not you are prepared for it, mm-hmm. whether or not you want it.
Mm-hmm.
It is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It is happening. Link up Kedia for all of that services. There's Lee also, myself, but this is just a first in the series.
Right. And I'll be talking to a lot of other entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, people who are only a side hustle kind of thing. Some people are just experimenting, who have already started to embrace the digital space and the tech space, and who are using these platforms to advance themselves and advance Jamaica in general. Because as I said at the top of the discussion, I think we have a very unique voice. Our experience as Jamaicans, the experience is unique. And I think we are very, our perspective on things is very unique. And I think we have a lot to add to the digital space. Even with this podcasting thing, I know, shout out to Henika Watkins Porter. I see she is really pushing this whole podcast thing mm-hmm. as well. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs. I'm going to be talking to Sutanya McCorg. Mm-hmm. She's the first person that I found when I was looking up the whole thing about virtual assistants and freelancing. She was the first person I found who actually did it. And I was able to email to her, and she was receptive enough. She actually gave me some advice. I said, so I'm going to be talking to her, because she does a podcast now as well, where she talks to local entrepreneurs as well. I just think that we have so much to say, and I think the way we say it can be so beneficial and can add value to the space. Mm-hmm. And I really want us to get into it. And to make some damn money too. Let's be real. To make some money, because we broke out here, and job opportunities are very limited out here.
So if you can create
and we have to, digital and the tech platforms allow us to create jobs that never existed
before
10 minutes ago. Look at social media manager and digital brand strategist. Those things did not exist
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years ago, that people said, "Go turn doctor." Yeah. Waste of time.
Robotics and AI, and people going,
"Oh,
what?"
No, well, AI. I can't tell you.
It's coming out.
I am sorry for a lot of persons when AI becomes big. That's all I'll say.
And that's another era
we're going
behind.
That's for another day. We do our blogcast webinar.
This is the thing. The future is digital. The future is tech. You need to get on board, or you're going to be left behind.
Well, what kind of board?
onboard the digital platform. Onboard.
What type of board
though? Motherboards. Boards not a digital components. Listen, my thing is, once you have a smartphone, you have the power to make money in your hands. Once you have a smartphone, once you have an iPad, I really dislike you right now. Once you have a smartphone, you notice how I'm turned off a brand.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, yeah, with this.
Anyways, once you have a smartphone, access to broadband internet,
LTE.
Right, internet, you have opportunities, boundless opportunities, create something for
yourself. Do you manage like brand, when you say branding, do you manage artists?
Not right now, no. It is something that I'm looking into, but let me tell you, an aspect of that has a lot to do with promotion. Mm-hmm. Artist promotion, and then that's not an area that I'm very versed in, but it is something that I am definitely looking at. But I do manage athletes, not necessarily musical, no. But if you want somebody to manage his digital platform, I'm very available and I love you.
And that's a wrap for today. yeah, that part was, yeah. So we'll see you next time.
So thank you so much, Damien, for talking to me today. And Damien will be appearing on a lot more of our vlogcast because he's very knowledgeable and he has a lot to say. And
I think, teach me a word.
And I think what he has to say is very helpful. It certainly has been very helpful and important to me. And the rest of the gang is going to be joining us at some point. Lee and Colin at some point.
I can't get even Dre and
right. There's a gang. Okay, it's not just him. There's a whole group.
And when everybody come on.
Creative, very techie group.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously, crazy mental people. But they're very, very good in what they do, and they're very expert. And trust me, you can learn a lot from them. So
we learn a lot from
you. Thanks for coming, and thanks for watching. And until next time.
What do you say?
I don't know. I don't have a tagline.
Okay, but
give me a tagline.
No, look here. My heart. I saw her body hat. That's why she went. So. Bye.
Give me a tagline. What should I
we'll come up with a tagline.
Stay digital. No, that's so
funny. No, that's try something.
I don't know.
Get on board.
Yeah.
We'll not get one.
Listen, I will have a tagline at some point. Right now, I don't. Okay? Until next time, then next time.
Guys, our very first episode under the belt, and we couldn't be more excited. It was a wonderful chat with Damien, and you're going to hear more from him on later episodes because he's so knowledgeable and we want to share that knowledge with you. You can support the show by joining our online communities on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Digital Jamaica Pod. Like, comment, and share. We really want to hear from you. Give us your feedback. Tell us what you think. Give us your opinions on some of the topics that we spoke about. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on our YouTube channel. And until next time, stay tuned.